My dear brothers and sisters, all of us here are very familiar with the terms of endearment we have for the members of our own family and among our friends. Such as for our mother, we might refer to her as mom, mama, or our beloved mother. Same with our fathers, dad, papa, or daddy. Same with our grandparents, aunts and uncles, and brothers and sisters. These terms we use show our love and bond with them we have developed over the years. We love and show our respect for them using these personal terms. Well, in today's gospel from Matthew, we hear Jesus preaching to the scribes and his disciples about the terms that Pharisees use in terms of themselves, calling themselves rabbi, teacher, father, and master. Jesus was telling them not to follow the example of the Pharisees, who set themselves over and above their fellow disciples. Well, every time I hear this gospel, I can't help but think in a time in my life when I was a deacon back in 1973 and was working my deacon internship program at St. Cecilia Parish in New Orleans. One of my duties as a deacon was to make communion calls for the homebound parishioners. And one day I remember, dressed in a black clergy shirt, coming out of a house after giving a man communion. And as I was getting into my car, 8 or 10 Jehovah Witnesses came running to surround my car. They were canvassing the area. And they started confronting me about the scripture that challenges people about Catholics, such as call no man father, the clergy shirt, thinking I was the father. So they were taking literally today's gospel out of context to attack me. I tried to talk to them and explain that it was a term of endearment, that Catholic priests are spiritual fathers to our parish families, but they weren't listening. They were in attack mode. So I decided that I better just get going because they were not interested in what I was going to say. I think that the point that Jesus was making in today's gospel was that the Pharisees should not be making themselves more important than God in their ministry and to feel above the people. Jesus' point was that God is our real father. He models fatherhood for each father figure in our family. He is the real teacher of our faith and relies on teachers in our families, schools, CCD programs, RCI programs, to share our faith with our children, young people, and adults in our parish. And of course, Jesus said there is only one master, Jesus himself. So Jesus is telling them and all of us, we must be humble and accept our role and vocation in life and be servant of others in our family and in our wider community, our parish family. Matthew ends this segment of his gospel by Jesus saying this, "The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Let's take a few moments to reflect on these words and ask ourselves, are we humble in our role as teachers, mothers, fathers, public servants, community leaders, and as friends? Ask God during this Mass to give you the graces you need to be a faithful follower of Christ and to keep things in perspective in your life. God loves each one of us, and he wants us to respond in faith with lives of love and service. So let's just take a few moments and think about that. How are we called to humility?